you.
It's a shame that this is the last hot dog that's ever going to be handed
out. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Covering entertainment all around the world, it's Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jade.
Good morning, Jay.
Good day. Hey, bother quickly, how's Melbourne at the moment? COVID-19 easing of restrictions continuing, masks off outdoors. Bit of a relief.
Yes, that's right. Things are easing slightly from now and then hopefully again next week. But look, you know, for people that are in the entertainment industry, it's still just absolutely diabolical, devastating times for them. So hopefully things can improve and they can get more people back sooner rather than later, because it's terrible.
Do you know, interesting thing, having a conversation with our state manager who was up yesterday, he mentioned that the amount of music that's been released over the last 12 to 18 months has dropped so significantly that everybody's just gravitating to the songs they know best. So all our music logs are a little out to what they would be usually, historically, because of COVID-19. So it's amazing how things impact different industries. But yeah, of course, the entertainment industry taking a massive hit over the last 2 years, 18 months. All right, let's get to it, Jade. Craig McLaughlin is back in the spotlight after being cleared of assault charges last year. This is, well, it's happened a lot quicker than what we thought.
It is, yes. It was supposed to be later in the year over in South Australia, but it's actually going to be happening at the end of next month. What's happening is he's actually been picked to play the lead character in a play called Nobody Lonesome for Me. It's a play about Hank Williams, the late great American country music legend who we know died very, very young at the age of just 29. It's got great music in it, of course. It's got a great story, and it's actually going to be directed by Craig's partner, Vanessa Scammell, who we saw in that TV interview that went to air a couple of weeks ago. And it's going to open in Perth at the end of next month, and then it's pretty much going to be travelling all around the country. Broken Hill, not far from you guys, on the 18th of August, or from the 18th of August. And then the home of country music, of course, Tamworth, you know, and then other dates in Hobart and Adelaide. So it's going to be pretty much everywhere. And, you know, Craig, he's been through a hell of a lot. This may very well be the start of a big comeback for him. We wish him and everybody involved with it the best.
I saw a photo of Craig as playing that character. My goodness, doesn't he look like him? It's a completely different looking McLaughlin at the moment with his guitar over his back. Great photo of Craig McLaughlin. Good him. All right, moving on. Gordon Ramsay's daughter, she signed up for the very first Aussie version of Celebrity MasterChef.
She has indeed. This is Tilly Ramsay, his 19-year-old daughter. I'm not entirely familiar with her, I have to be honest with you, but she's apparently a social media influencer, TV presenter and a chef. She actually hosts a BBC cooking show called Matilda, for anybody who might know that. But I'm not sure if being a chef really gives her an unfair advantage at all in the MasterChef kitchen. No doubt we'll find out. I understand she's already here and finished her hotel quarantine, ready for filming to get underway at the end of the month here in Melbourne, alongside some other pretty big names that will be competing, the likes of Ian Thorpe, the comedian Dil Rajasinghe, Matt Lenevez, I never get his name right, the guy who died on Offspring some years ago, Dami Im, Rebecca Gibney and Nick Riewoldt, among some other big names. So a very eclectic mix there. Oh, I think they've done really well with the casting. It'll be interesting to see how they go in the MasterChef kitchen when that hits our screens later in the year.
Yeah, that's, having a footy player in there is always a good thing. Things only go wrong.
Well, that's right. I'm sure they'll be marketing that as, you know, he was a legend on the footy field, but can he stand the heat of the MasterChef kitchen? You know, that's always the way they go, marketing these sort of footballers as being dumb or not too intelligent. But Nick is definitely not dumb or not intelligent. No. He's a very smart bloke.
Speaking of a gentleman who often is, well, we give him a hard time, Russell Crowe, he's not too dumb, investing in his own movie studio. This is, well, location of the Big Banana in Coffs Harbour is stomping ground.
That's right, yes. The Pacific Bay Resort in Coffs Harbour will soon become a studio complex, essentially, bespoke studios for film and television and animation. The Film and Radio School in New South Wales is going to have a campus there as well, and they're planning accommodation too for anybody who might be filming there, the cast and crew of these productions that will be taking place there in the not-too-distant future. Obviously, they haven't started building yet. That will happen soon, but a very, very big, much, much big deal, very much geared towards smaller scale productions, leaving the big ones to take up residency at the likes of Fox Studios in Sydney and our studios here in Melbourne and Brisbane and the like. But yeah, it's a big, big deal for our crews here in Australia, hopefully also maybe to bring some work from overseas and free up studio space that's really at a premium at the moment, because, you know, everybody wants to shoot here because we're one of the only places in the world that it is actually safe to do that. So massive deal for Russell and two other investors that are on board with that project.
That's quite incredible. Could you imagine Russ being the head of a movie studio? No phone would be safe.
That's right. Yes, it'd be interesting to say the very least.
Yeah. Jade, always good to catch up with you. We catching up on Monday morning for a quick brief.
We are indeed back on Monday after the Queen's birthday public holiday last week, so I'll catch you then.
Thanks, Jade.
Sunraysia, what's your plans from 1 p.m.?